I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the freshest and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
But not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to week 4, the week 4 recap, episode 4 of the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League series. Guys, we appreciate you for tuning in again to another episode. Guys, this is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Patreon, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. This show is brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace and Future American Leaders of Texas Nonprofit Youth Program, and also our new sponsor, the Lisa's Love Fundraising Foundation. So shout out to those three Falfurrias Texas-based brands. So we appreciate you guys for sponsoring the show. Guys, you can check us out, like we said, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or you can join us on Rumble at Designed I Gifted. Listen, like, follow, and leave us a comment review on your favorite platform. Also on Getter, Parler, Twitter, and Truth Social. Donations can be made to the podcast's official Cash App at RealDeal0423. Ask us about our merch, anywhere that you can find it, anywhere that you can find us, anywhere you can message us, get a hold of us, contact us. For any questions, or if you would like your comments to be read on the show, or also contacting us about merch, you can email us directly at signsinsportspodcast@gmail.com, or tag us and ask your questions on Facebook, Design Individually Gifted, the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Facebook group page, on Patreon at 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, on Getter at Signs and Sports Podcast, on Truth Social at Designed I Gifted, on Parler at Signs and Sports Podcast, and on Twitter at True_DIG. Guys, like I said, follow the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast on Rumble. Our channel is the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. And follow, like, and share our official Rumble channel at Designed I Gifted. That is all we got for that. But guys, let's get into it, right? Today, what we're going to be doing, is we're going to be talking about the week 4 recap, the week 4 recap. We're going to talk about what happened. We're going to talk about the matchups, the standings, you know, everything we've been doing, right? So let's get right into it. This is the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast League number 1. This is segment number 1, and we are going to start with the Eastern standings. And then we will go to the Western standings, and then we will get into the matchups individually. So in the Eastern Conference, in the Eastern Division, we have Star Gang, that is Mary Williams, sitting at 3-1. We have El Padrino, we have Terrence Pryor sitting at 3-1. And we have Master Barber 44, Matt Ramos, sitting at 3-1. So those three competitors are tied for first in the Eastern Division. Sitting alone at number 4, we have Team McDoubles. That is Bert Arevalo. He is 2-2. At number 5, we have the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. That is me, your boy, DIG, at 1-3. Guys, we were able to get our first victory last week, like you know. But man, it's been a struggle. This year has been a struggle. In these leagues, in my money leagues, I'm doing okay in my personal league, but even in my personal league, I'm kind of struggling. So, it just changes, right? It's changes. We got the platform up and running now. We're trying to do these things at the same time. We got 12-man leagues. I've never played a 12-man league. You know, hey, we adapt. We overcome. We're going to figure it out. And if we don't, damn it. at number 6 in the Eastern Division, we have Smart Guy. We have James Fritz. We have, he is at number 6. He is 0-4. We have Team McDoubles 1 game back. We have the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast 2 games back. And we have, the Financial Smart Guy 3 games back. In the Western Division, we have Coastal Card Game Shop, David Carvajal, at 4-0. Oh, wow, congratulations. We got Coastal Card Game Shop, the one team left in the league that is still undefeated, 4-0. The one and final remaining team that is undefeated, Coastal Card Game Shop. Everybody shout out. Coach from the couch, Michael McMahon, is 3-1 at number 2. The money team, Mondo Ramos, 2-2. Team Wreck-It Ralph, Rafael Sainz, is 2-2. Mufasa Lopez, Hector Lopez, 1-3. And Team 45, Alex Zamora, 0-4. Okay, guys. Hey, that was the standings for the Eastern Division, for the Western Division. And what we are going to do is we are now going to talk about the Week 4 matchups for 6 matchups for Week 4, and we're going to talk about that, okay? The first one that we have is we have Team McDoubles versus the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Team McDoubles, 131.58. The 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, 145.72. I told you guys I got my first win last week, this week. Let's go. Team McDoubles, Kyler Murray, 22.9. Miles Sanders, 29.6. Okay. Kyler Murray had 3 total touchdowns, and Miles Sanders had 134 yards and 2 touchdowns. Chase Edmonds with 10 points. Justin Jefferson with 10 catches, 147 yards, and a rushing touchdown, 31 points. Michael Pittman with 6 points. Kyle Pitts with 3.5. A.J. Brown with 14.5. Cleveland's defense with 3. And Tyler Bass with 11. And then you had the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. You had Jared Goff. You had Derrick Henry. Oh, Jared Goff with 33.2. You have 378 yards, 4 touchdowns. You have Derrick Henry with 23.7, 114 yards and a touchdown. You have Alvin Kamara, who I left in there. He ended up being a late decision scratch. Left him in there. Gave me a goose egg. Devontae Smith, 4.7 points. Michael Gallup, in his first game back, gave me a touchdown, 10 points. TJ Hawkinson with the monster 40-point game, 8 catches, 179 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Breece Hall, 15.8, which I've been surprised with Breece Hall. I'm glad I picked him up in every draft that I drafted this year. If it wasn't every draft, I don't know, but I'm glad that I have Breece Hall in at least 2 leagues, because the dude is only going to get stronger, right, as the year goes on. He's only going to do better. He's put up double digits in every game, 10-plus every game, and he finally put up 27.7 next week. You'll get that one whenever you figure it out. Yeah, defense, special teams, New England was 8 points, and Dustin Hopkins, 10 points. That was matchup number 1, the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, with the win, 145 over Team McDoubles, 131.58. Matchup number 2, the Financial Smart Guy versus El Padrino. El Padrino coming up with the win, 104-91. El Padrino had Tom Brady with 25 points, 385 yards, and 3 touchdowns against Kansas City. Dalvin Cook with 10 points. Nick Chubb with 118 yards and a touchdown with 20 points. Stephon Diggs with 10. Deontay Johnson with 4. George Kittle with 4.4. Kareem Hunt with 8.8. The LA Chargers with 8. And Youngway Koo with 12 points. The Financial Smart Guy had Aaron Rodgers with 16.4, Christian McCaffrey with 25.8, Javonte Williams with 3.7, Gabriel Davis with 2.3, Drake London with 3.7, Robert Tonyan with 10.2, Leonard Fournette with 18.4, Washington's defense with 5 points, and Nick Folk with 6 points. And that was the Financial Smart Guy 91. El Padrino, 104. Matchup number 3, we have King's Master Barber, 44. And we have Star Gang, Mary Williams. Mary ended up taking this one 110-95. Kings Master Barber had Josh Allen with 23.5 points. He had 213 yards, two total touchdowns. Najee Harris with 7.4. Devin Singletary with 11.6. Juju Smith-Schuster with 9.6. George Pickens with 16.2. Six catches, 102 yards for the rookie from Pittsburgh. Tyler Higbee with 17.3. 10 catches, 73 yards for the LA Rams tight end. Marvin Jones Jr. with the goose egg. Pittsburgh's defense with 5 points. Brandon McManus with 5 points. Joe Burrow for Team Star Gang. Joe Burrow had 20 points, 287 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jonathan Taylor had 3.3. Aaron Jones had 14.5. Adam Thielen had 15.2. Chris Olave had 16.7. Mark Andrews had 3.5. Chris Godwin had 12.9. The New York Giants defense had 15. And Graham Gano had 9 points. That was Star Gang 110 to Kings Master Barber 44, 95.62. Matchup number 4, we have Coastal Card Game Shop, who looks like he was the highest scoring team on the week. Actually, no, he wasn't. Yeah, we were. Anyways, matchup number 4, Coastal Card Game Shop, the second highest scoring team in the league this week. 143 to 140, team 45, 113. We have Justin Herbert for Coastal Card Game Shop with 340 yards, 2 touchdowns, 21 points. James Robinson, 2.9. Javonte Williams, that's actually Jamal Williams, with 23.9, 108 yards, 2 touchdowns. CeeDee Lamb with 6 catches, 97 yards, and a touchdown, that's 21.7. T. Higgins with 25.4, that's 7 catches, 124, and a touchdown. Travis Kelce with 9 catches, 92 yards, and a touchdown for 24.2. Amari Cooper, 1.9. Dallas's defense with 11, and Justin Tucker, the GOAT, with 11. Team 45 had Lamar Jackson with 13.0, Kenneth Gainwell with 8.7, Rex Burkhead with 14.9, Cooper Kupp with 26.2, Tyler Lockett with 13.1. Cooper Kupp had 14 catches, guys. 14 catches for 122 yards. Cooper Kupp is insane. Gerald Everett with 17. That was 5 catches, 61 yards, and a touchdown. Mecole Hardman, 1.4. Buffalo's defense with 8. And Evan McPherson with 11 points. That was matchup number 4. Coastal Card Game Shop taking the win over Team 45, 143-113. Matchup number 5, we got Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph versus Mufasa Lopez. Mufasa ended up taking the win with 122-102. Russell Wilson with 27.48, 237 yards, 3 total touchdowns for Mufasa. Cordarrelle Patterson with 9.8, Khalil Herbert with 11.1, Jamar Chase with 12.1, Deebo Samuel with 23.7, 6 catches, 115 yards, and a touchdown. Tyler Conklin with 8.2, Curtis Samuel with 7.8, Philadelphia's defense with 17, and Jake Elliott with 5 points. And then we have Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph with Derek Carr, 11.52, Ezekiel Elliott with 10.1, Travis Etienne Jr. with 3.2, Tyreek Hill, 10 catches, 160 yards with 25.9, Christian Kirk, 8.3, Dallas Goedert, 12.2, DJ Moore, 12.1, Baltimore's defense, 5.0, and Dan Carlson, 14.0. And matchup number 6 is Coaching from the Couch, 135.4 versus Falfurrias Money Team, 126.4. That is Coaching from the Couch coming out with the victory. Tua Tagovailoa, 2.4. Austin Eckler, 34.9 with 60 yards and 3 total touchdowns. Clyde Edwards-Helaire with 22.4. That's 92 yards and 2 total touchdowns. Jaylen Waddle, 5.9. Cortland Sutton, 16.2. 5 catches, 52 yards and a touchdown. Darren Waller, 5.4. Saquon Barkley, 146 yards. That's 18.2 points. Guys, I definitely and most certainly lost the trade. The Saquon Barkley, Keenan Allen trade. I lost that trade so bad. Like, because, oh my gosh. Saquon Barkley is the number one running back in fantasy football. And Keenan Allen hasn't even played a game for me. So, yeah. Go ahead. Laugh it up. Laugh it up. I don't care. Whatever. San Francisco's defense, 22 points. And Ryan Succop, that was coaching from the couch, 135.4. The Falfurrias money team had Jalen Hurts, 15.9. Joe Mixon, 17.4. Cam Akers, 1.3. Devontae Adams, 9 catches, 101 yards, 19.5. Mike Evans with the monster game, 8 catches, 103 yards, and 2 touchdowns for 30 points. Zach Ertz, 16.7 with 6 catches, 47 yards, and a touchdown. Antonio Gibson, 9.3. Green Bay's defense, 8 points. And Matt Prater, 8.0. And that was the final matchup for the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 1. That was coaching from the couch, 135. The Falfurrias money team, 126. But yeah, guys, that's about it. That is all for segment number 1. We are going to bring this segment to a close, go into a break, and when we come back from that break, we are going to talk about the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2. We'll talk about the standings, we'll talk about the matchups, and then we will go into segment 3 we're going to talk about my personal league. I might just do league 1 and 2 and maybe skip the personal league for this week just because we're a little behind on the podcast. We're a little, you know, we ran late. A lot of things caught up to us at the same time. We had a lot of other projects going on. Guys, check out RM3 on Spotify on the 26th episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. The new song RM3 by Design Individually Gifted, produced by Chach with the Heat, is out now on Spotify Podcast. That's episode number 26. Season 1, episode 26. Also, the RM3 interview is out. That is season 2, episode 8, I believe. You guys go check that out. That is the hometown Falfurrias running back for the Falfurrias jerseys. He is looking to get a scholarship offer, you know, D2, D1, you know, whatever he can do. We're trying to help him. Use our marketing firm to help him, and hey, we're out here. Okay, guys, when we come back, we will talk about the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2, and we'll discuss everything else. Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get with the times and we got to get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050. All right, guys, what's happening? We're back. This is segment 2. As you guys know, everybody from segment 1, everybody from league 1, we appreciate you guys. If you want to stick around, you're more than welcome. If you want to dip out, you're more than welcome. Guys, I forgot to let everybody know you can join the Discord server. You can join the private Discord server, the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server. Ask us about it on any of our social media handles, social media platforms. Ask us about it on Facebook, Getter, Truth Social, Twitter, Parler, wherever you use your platform. Or even leave a comment on Apple Podcasts or iHeartRadio or Spotify or whatever you do. But guys, we are about to engage in the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2. And we're going to start with the standings. The standings for the Eastern Division sit at, we have one, guys, give it up, Jamal Gray. We have one team left at 4-0 in the Eastern Division, and also the entire league, and that is Jamal Gray. That is Zeke and Destroy. Zeke as in Zeke Elliott, like as in Dallas Cowboys for life, as in like this is our year. Is that what you're talking about? So shout out to Jamal. Anyways, 4-0 sitting on top of his division, his standings. Number 2, you have John Stumpf, Team Stump, 3-1. You have tied for 3rd, you have Ball So Hard, Frank Stewart, and you have Cowboys for Life, Jeremy Caldwell, tied at 2-2, 2-2. In 5th place, you have the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, at 1-3. And in 6th, you have Team Smithy GM, that is Christian Yermy, at 0-4, still looking for his first win, so we will keep an eye on that, just as well as we will keeping an eye on Zeke and Destroy over there. In the Western Conference, in the Western Division, we have Team Quater Tots at sitting in number 1 at 3-1. We have Los Salamanders, Trey Signs, Fantasy God, Team Gilreath, that is Team Bo, and the Immaculate Collection, all tied for 2nd place at 2-2 in the Western Division. And then we have in 6th place, standing alone, we have the Thunder Ducks. We have John Dilbeck, 1-3. So shout out to Zeke and Destroy. Shout out to Jamal Gray for being 4-0. Also shout out to Team Quater Tots. And yeah, let's move on to the matchups from week 4. And we will talk about everybody's matchup, and we will go through that through those. And we will, guys, my bad for being late. You know, my bad for being late on the podcast this week. Like I said, a lot has been happening, a lot going on. My boy's getting D1, you know, looks from schools. We're trying to work with him. We're trying to work with this. We're trying to work with Cornfed. We're trying to work with Benny Dreams. I still got music to do. I still got the website I have intended to. You know what I mean? I got other businesses, other brands that I'm running. Like, guys, we're trying. You know what I mean? So bear with us a little bit. I'm sure eventually we will get a stable schedule going, especially if I can get some hands, get some people to help me record, put out episodes. I imagine eventually we'll get that going. We'll get better at that. But for now, just stick with us. We are trying to put out a podcast a week, and I think a podcast a week we've been pretty good doing. You know what I mean? Okay, guys, let's get into the matchups. Like we talked about, we have 6 matchups for league number 2, starting with Cowboys for Life versus the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Almost got my second win, but I came up short, 136-130. Cowboys for Life had Joe Burrow with 20 points, Ezekiel Elliott with 10, Nick Chubb with 20, Gabriel Davis with 2.3. Nick Chubb had 118 yards and a touchdown, and Burrow had 287 and 2 touchdowns. Gabe Davis, 2.3. Alan Lazard, 6 catches for 116 yards. That was 17.6. David Njoku with 9.7. Juju Smith-Schuster with 9.6. Cooper Rush with 17.62. Dallas's defense with 11, and Greg Joseph with 18 points. That was Cowboys for Life with 136 points versus the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast with 130.7. I had Tom Brady with 25.4, 385 yards, 3 touchdowns. Saquon Barkley with 18.2, 146 yards rushing. Mark Ingram the second with 7.3. Stephon Diggs with 10. C.D. Lamb with 6 catches, 97 yards, and a touchdown for 21 points. George Kittle with 4.4. George Kittle is actually the guy that I needed to score 10 points, and he couldn't score me 10 points to get me over against the Cowboys for life. So thanks, George. If anybody wants George Kittle, he's on the block. You guys let me know, and I will let it be known. You know, George Kittle 4.4, Curtis Samuel 7.8, Romeo Doubs 13.7, New England's defense 8, and Dan Carlson number 14. My bad. That was 136 Cowboys for life to 133 and D. Zeke and Destroy, our undefeated Jamal Gray, had 121 versus Team Smithy GM, our current 0-4 Christian. Shout out Mr. Italy. Shout out to Italy from America. Shout out. Zeke and Destroy, 121. He had Pat Mahomes with 23.36. Pat Mahomes had 249 yards, 3 touchdowns. Najee Harris had 7.4. Ramondre Stevenson, 12.9. Jalen Waddle, 5.9. Robbie Anderson, 5.6. Dallas Goedert, 12.2. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 22.4 with 92 yards, 2 touchdowns. Lamar Jackson, 13.0. The Giants defense with 15 points. And Chase McLaughlin with 4 points. And Team Smithy had Trevor Lawrence with 5. Alvin Kamara didn't play with 0. Devin Singletary, 11.6. Jamar Chase, 12.1. Keenan Allen with 0. He didn't play as well. So Team Smithy GM had 2 goose eggs in his lineup and a negative 1 with his defense. Zach Ertz, 16.7. DJ Moore, 12.1. Mike Williams with 19. Tampa Bay's defense with negative 1. And Nick Folk with 6. That was Zeke and Destroy 121 to Team Smithy GM 82.16. Matchup number 3, we had St. Louis Ball So Hard versus Team John Stumpf. This was game of the week, 130 to 127. Team Stumpf had Mitch Trubisky at quarterback with 1.4, Christian McCaffrey with 25.8, Cam Akers with 1.3. Tyreek Hill with 25.9. Deontay Johnson with 4.2. Travis Kelce with 24.2. 9 catches, 92 yards, and a touchdown. Hollywood Brown with 20.8. 6 catches, 88 yards, and a touchdown. Darnell Mooney, 13.4. 4 catches, 94 yards. Green Bay's defense, 8 points. Brandon McManus, 5 points. And that was game of the week, Team John Stumpf, 130 to 127.32. Guys, I cannot talk today. I don't know what is going on. I'm sorry. Long week, as I told you guys, even longer. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, I'm running on low tank, low energy, not enough sleep right now. So just bear with us. Like I said, guys, matchup number four, we have Fantasy God, who might be the highest scoring. Nope. They are second highest scoring team on the week. Fantasy God 165.3 to San Antonio Thunder 103.8. Fantasy God had Daniel Jones for 21.64 with 2 rushing touchdowns. Had Dalvin Cook 10 points with 76 yards. Damian Pierce had a game with 25.9. He had 131 rushing yards, 1 rushing touchdown, and he had 6 catches for 8 yards. Yeah, but that's still 6 points. Damian Pierce for the Houston Texans. Mike Evans, 30 points. That was 8 catches, 103 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Michael Pittman, 6 points. Tyler Conklin, 8. Josh Reynolds, a Detroit, I think wide receiver, 21 points, 7 catches, 81 yards, and a touchdown. Then he had, in his OP, he had Derek Carr, 11 points, San Francisco's defense, 22 points, scored a touchdown, interception, fumble recovery, and only allowed 9 points. Ryan Succop with 8 points. That was Fantasy God with 165, beating San Antonio Thunder 103 with Marcus Mariota with 3 points. Javonte Williams with 3 points. Khalil Herbert with 11 points. Cooper Kupp with 26, 14 catches, 122 yards. Courtland Sutton, 16 points. Logan Thomas, 6.9. Devontae Smith, 4.7. Aaron Rodgers, 16 points. Chicago's defense with 5. And Dustin Hopkins with 10 points. In matchup number 5, we have Team Quater Tots, the highest scoring team on the week. 181 points, beating Immaculate Collection, 107 points. Team Quater Tots had Jalen Hurts with 16. Austin Eckler with 35 with 3 touchdowns. Antonio Gibson with 9.3. Devontae Adams with 20. He had 9 catches, 101 yards. Terry McLaurin with 3.5. TJ Hawkinson with 39.9. 8 catches, 179 yards, 2 touchdowns. I want to stop at Hawkinson real quick. And I want to go and look at his numbers. Okay. That game really, really put him over. Because he had 7.8, 5.6, 10.8, 40, and 1.6. And now they're going into the bye. So those of you who have TJ Hawkinson, I would sell high off of that 40-point game, obviously. And going into the bye, because they got Dallas coming out of there. So you're probably not going to see very much TJ, I don't think, for the next couple weeks. But, I mean, Quater Tots, you do what you got to do. You let me know. I won't take him because I don't, dude, Detroit's been scoring points and I don't know. Never mind. I don't even, hey, do what you're going to do. But Jamal Williams, 23.9. He had 108 yards, 2 touchdowns. Matt Stafford, 6.7. Philly's defense with 17. They had an interception, 4 fumble recoveries, and 15 points allowed. Justin Tucker with 11 points. And then you have the Immaculate Collection, 106.9 points. You have Tua Tagovailoa. You have Leonard Fournette. You have Tua with 2 points. Leonard Fournette with 18. You had Tony Pollard with 1.8. Justin Jefferson with 31. Tyler Lockett with 13.1. Darren Waller with 5.4. Drake London with 3.7. Justin Herbert with 21.1. That was 340 yards and 2 touchdowns. Pittsburgh's defense with 5 points and Jake Elliott with 5 points. And guys, Justin Jefferson's 31 points consisted of 10 catches, 147 yards, and 1 rushing touchdown. Because he didn't have any... Yeah, he didn't have a reception touchdown. But anyways, that was matchup number 5, Team Quater Tots 181 to the Immaculate Collection's 106.9. And the final matchup of league number 2, Team Bo 144.12 versus Los Salamanders 119.7. Team Bo had Josh Allen with 23.5, James Cook with 0, Cordarrelle Patterson with 9.9. Debo Samuel with 23.7, T. Higgins with 25.4, Pat Freiermuth with 15.5, DK Metcalf with 21.9, Jahan Dotson with 13.3, the LA Rams with 0, and Evan McPherson with 11 points. And then Los Salamanders with 119 had Kyler Murray with 23, Jonathan Taylor with 3.3, Josh Jacobs with 34.5, AJ Brown with 14.5, Adam Thielen with 15, Mark Andrews with 3.5, James Robinson with 2.9, Kirk Cousins with 12.9, Denver with 1, and Matt Gay with 9.0. That was the 6th and final matchup of the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast League number 2. Guys, that brings to a close the second segment, and I think I'm going to go ahead and just, I think I'm going to skip out on covering the personal league for this week because I got a lot of other stuff to work on. We will pick back up in week 5. We will talk about it next week on next week's matchup episode. weekly recap episode, and we will talk about it there. But guys, as far as this episode, that brings it to a close. We appreciate you guys for tuning in again. Now, I got to get, you know, back to work. I got to get back to being a dad. I got to get back to being a father. You know what I'm saying? So that being said, guys, donations can be made to Real Deal 0423. If you like what we do, if you like what we're about, you know, hey, my baby can always need some help in his little savings account. You know what I'm saying? So guys, we appreciate y'all, and we'll talk to you guys on the next episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Series, the newest and most exciting Fantasy Football League series on Rumble, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and anywhere and everywhere that you find your podcast. Let's go.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that. Hashtag that, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need, the one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat, on YouTube at Chach with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Do you feel like you could get to the next level of your craft? Do you feel like you own in your sport? Do you feel like you need to be represented? You need to be branded? You need to be marketed for? 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast would like to announce the Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. That is the arm of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, coming together with DayOneVibes.com, coming together with the Realest Underground Entertainment. Do you need a push? Do you need a media push? Do you need somebody who will have your back no matter what to make you feel like the superstar you are? Get with Signs and Sports Marketing Agency and find out how we could elevate you, how we could expose you to the next level of the sport that it is that you are pursuing, for the craft that it is that you are pursuing. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, coming soon, coming soon, coming soon. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, talent marketing, talent acquisition, talent branding, Signs in Sports, Signs in Sports Marketing Agency.